New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. Welcome to last day of school. All the adults, by the way, that work at schools, lunch ladies like Allie's aunt, who was a lunch lady and used to get Allie all fat on tater tots growing up. Gave her 3, 4, sometimes 6 servings just because she had the hookup in the lunchroom.
Salisbury steak.
That's right. Salisbury steak day was big for Allie. She tripled it up.
Salisbury steak is only served in schools.
Yeah.
No one else has it.
No.
It's never on a menu.
I think military, occasionally, that's an option.
Only in mass consumption lunch situations.
Yeah.
Steak!
Steak.
Salisbury steak!
That's right. Allie loves herself some steak. We got lots to get to this hour on the show, though, including, but not limited to, man versus machine. Does humans stand a chance against robot technology and AI taking over, dominating? Going to talk about the health and wellness space today because it is a multi-trillion dollar industry and everyone is looking for answers as to how to stay young, look young, get healthy, get swole, get shred, whatever it is you're looking for, sleep better. The robots have answers. We'll figure out if us regular humans with regular human intelligence can actually compete with the robots. We'll get into that this hour on the show and we will give you things like tickets to go see Felipe Esparza at the Greek this Saturday. You don't have to wait around for that. We'll send you there this Saturday. So be ready to win that. Of course, there's always messages waiting for us on the GOAT line. We appreciate the interaction. The number is 844-956-GOAT. And let's go ahead and give you this one, Allie. I think you'll appreciate this.
I have not caught up on your show since last Monday, and I'm so behind. I'm so exhausted. But congratulations, Allie. I love you. I think all of this has really shown who the strongest person on the show is. This person has shown resilience through the good times and the bad times, constantly showing their raw emotions and being the rock of the show. And that person is Klein.
Oh.
Thank you, Klein, for supporting Allie.
You're very welcome. Now, listen, I don't want to say that I'm a hero, but you said it for me. So
hey,
sure.
You've been very supportive. You were making mistakes.
That's right.
You're the one bringing up all these calls.
I'm going to make you a Salisbury steak. I don't even know how to do that, but I'm going to figure out. Tomorrow you're getting Salisbury steak, obviously. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you need to interact or you want us or want something from us, the number is 800-520-1067. If you are currently dealing with something petty with a coworker or roommate, a significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever, doesn't matter how small, the pettier the better is what we say. You could be featured in a petty claims court coming up later this morning on K-Rock.
You know, I like this submission from Jenny on Instagram who said they are complaining because their boyfriend doesn't cover or shield themselves when they sneeze.
Oh, they just go rogue.
Let it all out.
Wow, that's crazy.
Pretty ballsy.
One of the first things you learn is try to catch that sneeze in your pit. Right?
Especially after COVID.
Yeah, we all learned again. Like, I think we all thought we knew how to live in society, and then we all kind of had to relearn all that stuff. But, I mean, that's one of those. But eventually, I guess you just go through. It's pretty rude, I guess.
You know when it's the worst is when you're in the vicinity when that happens and you can smell the spit.
Yeah, when it's like a little breeze.
You're like, oh, my God, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, anyway, that's an interesting
like a spritz.
One. We still haven't locked in on the case yet. It's got to be enough bite in the case for you to actually care. So if you're dealing with something, even if you think it's too petty for these airwaves, you're probably wrong. We'll probably accept you anyway. So just reach out, slide in the DMs, Klein Alley Show, or you can text us 800-520-1067.
You know, speaking of petty arguments, my wife and I were in a discussion last night because something that annoys me is that my wife is on her phone a lot. It's always just internet rabbit holes. She's on a Taylor Swift rabbit hole or something about a workout routine or just some random fact or history, just any kind of thing, any reason to get sucked into the phone. And I, you know, don't want that to be constantly in my kid's face because, you know, we should be present as parents. So I have had enough passive aggressive comments to the point where nothing's worked. So I decided to suggest a no phone policy to be implemented in my house between 6 and 8 p.m.
And I said, 6 and 8, maybe, 2 hours, no phone?
Maybe if I can implement this policy, that's the only way that I can get her to stop being on her phone during a crucial family time period.
I think everyone has had the conversation of, should we cut back on all of the phone usage? And then I think in theory, everyone goes, that seems like a good idea. Let's be more present with each other, because it's kind of sad when you just look around and you just see everyone's got their face down in their own phone. But the reality of trying to do that is almost impossible. And I know, as someone who has tried and failed many different times, and we even tried to limit it to a 10-minute window.
The
hour was completely impossible. So then we said, during these 10 minutes, phones are going away. No phones, no iPads, no TVs.
And do you lock them up?
They went into like a Ralph's shopping bag.
Like a yonder bag?
Yeah.
That's
the problem is the bag was way too easy to get into, because the issue is that usually within 3 minutes, someone will say something and then they'll be like, hold on, we could solve this because we could look it up, or there's a picture to prove it, or something else. And so quickly, people just go back to the phone to try to get an answer.
We don't wonder anything.
There's no wondering.
Yeah. Well, and also, if there's a text message you feel like you need to respond right away, because people just assume now that you're on and available at all times. Right. So if somebody texts you and you don't text back within 5 minutes, then what's wrong with you?
Yeah, and if you are doing that thing where your phones are put away or locked away and you go, well, we're not going to look at them until 8 o'clock, eventually what ends up happening is you go, is that mine? Oh, because I was waiting to hear from Allie about something. Oh, right. Wait, I got to figure out if that's happening. Can I just check it? Then you get the, you haven't checked it yet? Like, hey, you haven't checked me yet. I'm still here.
Right, exactly. And some people will send follow-up texts because they haven't heard back from you, or they'll their text.
And if you're the third one in a row, then you're like, all right, this must be an emergency. Now I really got to check.
And then you're in a conversation, because then you respond, they're responding. If you see bubbles, you got to stick around for what's going on with the bubbles. So it seems impossible, but it's something that we have to. I mean, the alternative is just both of us being buried in our phones all the time, which is not healthy.
Yeah, but then you get your get the kid a phone, and then no one notices when other people are in their phone. This is the thing that's amazing, and if you're in a relationship, you understand this, is that more often than not, here's what will happen. My wife will be scrolling and looking at red light masks and every other stupid thing that's been invented that women like to buy, and beauty trends and whatever else. She'll be doing that, it feels like, for hours. I will not have my phone out for even a second during that time. At some point, I realize, all right, she's spent an hour looking at these red light therapy things, or whatever she's scrolling around, because I just hear 4 seconds at a time. Hey, do you want to have younger skin? Hey, do you want your hair to be
thin? It's with the video and sound too?
Yeah. So at some point, I go, all right, I'm going to go look at some videos. I pull my phone up. Within 4 seconds of me pulling my phone up, she'll put hers down and go, is this all you're going to do all night is look at your phone? And I'll go, I didn't have my phone. For the last hour, I haven't even looked at my phone.
Well, and it's funny because as parents, you feel like you have to tag team. Like, both of us can't just be on our phones. If you're on your phone, I need to make sure that somebody is, like, present and spending time with our kid.
Yeah.
And then if I look at something, then it's like, well, now it's your turn to get off your phone.
Right.
Because I need to have some moment to even check my email or respond to something that's usually work-related. And that's the other thing is, we don't do sound. Like, we're not playing videos with sound.
Mm.
So it's very like hush hush, like, what, you don't know what the other person is doing on
that's
the phone.
Weird. Just hush of silence.
Right. So then I'm like, well then what are you doing? And she's like, I'm answering work emails. I'm like, well, nobody knows that. And so she feels justified because it's work stuff.
Right. And that's the thing. People do try to go ahead and categorize and prioritize. Oh, I'm not scrolling aimlessly. I'm doing work right now. I have to do work.
And I'm like, then you need to go to another location then.
Right.
Go upstairs and do your work on your phone, because no one knows what you're doing on your phone. They just know you're on your phone.
I will say, and this is sad, and I shouldn't admit this publicly, my kids are bringing back all this artwork they've done all year at school. It's tons of artwork, you know, because they just basically clear it out at the end of the year. And in one of the projects, my kid had to, basically they were told to draw their family, and they drew
you guys on your phones,
and they drew us on our phones.
Oh no, that's sad.
I was like, why does daddy have such a long finger? And she's like, that's your phone. And I was like, oh, cool.
Cool, my phone can be my finger. That's awesome.
Cool phone. I like that.
Yeah, 714 said, you're saying no fun policy between 6 and 8 p.m. I want to know if anyone has ever successfully done this.
Oh, if anyone, Omar, you'd be
something experts say to do all the time.
Yeah, you'd be the only guy I could see that would actually stick to it, pull it off, and actually make it happen.
You know, luckily for us at our household, it's just not a thing.
What do you mean, no policies or no phones?
No, there's no policies, and, you know, if my wife is on her phone for, 15 minutes or so, Or I am, it's not a big deal. But we're not on our phones constantly. We try to, you know, kind of interact with our children. The one thing is that we will hop...
Aggressive asshole.
We will hop on our phones, like, you know, maybe like, you know, later in the evening, you know, when we're in bed or whatever. But I do allow time, you know, especially with this job, during the day for about an hour to scroll and find stories for
You allot time for that.
Exactly.
And then when it's not that time, you put it down. Well, and Klein does interact with his kids when they text him.
Yeah, if they text me, and I'll get to them eventually. That's the way to reach
sitting
me.
Right next to you.
two of my least favorite words in the English language, health and wellness. However, the world has really seemed to embrace all things health and wellness. No, not really, because what I am doing is what I always do, which is in the same way that I gamble too much and I eat too much pizza and I drink too much. I'm doing things in an excessive sort of not.
You're also trying to cheat the system.
Right, exactly.
Doing it gradually.
Thank you. Omar's exactly right. I'm not doing the things that you should do if you actually want to make like long-lasting change. I'm just doing the immediate, probably less healthy stuff.
Yeah, I think for a week, the first week, you were just creatine. That's it. That's all you ate is just creatine.
I would put creatine on top of unhealthy food, Sally. I would sprinkle creatine powder on top.
Like a seasoning.
I would get a sub from Jersey Mike's, and I would just sprinkle creatine in the sandwich and eat it.
They slice it right in front of you and then put creatine on
But Omar's right, though. You see enough videos of the stupid things people do, and you go, oh, so all I need to do is eat more creatine? Great. I just put that on what I'm eating anyway.
Right. But you do it to the point where you have the neck that you have.
Right. It's all gone to my neck.
You're not really... And I think half the stuff you do, like the peptides and the cold plunges, they haven't proven that any of that is actually beneficial. You're just doing it because you've decided that that's the next thing that you're obsessed with.
Right. Well, the cold plunge was one of those things where I said, this seems painful and terrible, and I don't like being cold either, unless I'm sleeping, in which case I love being cold. And so I said, let me see if I could do this. And then after I had to jump in that freezing cold-ass lake at Big Bear, I decided, you know what? There's something exhilarating about it. And that was a lot more fun because there was a ton of people and I was in my underwear. Doing it like by yourself in a weird rental bathtub that you get for 15 minutes is a lot less fun.
Yeah, but you still do it.
I have not done it in a while. Like, that's the other thing is I kind of get bored with stuff pretty quickly.
And then you're injecting a lot of stuff in your ass.
That I've also kind of stopped too. I'm really, to be honest, I'm now at a point now where I'm just eating submarine sandwiches filled with creatine.
Oh, cool.
That's where I'm at now.
But we'll see what the robots say.
Everyone's
about that.
Turning to AI for advice on things because everyone wants to be in better shape, more consistent.
Well, health and wellness is a big trend, more so than drinking now with young people. Everybody's at the gym, everyone's trying to glow up, looks max. All that stuff.
It's annoying too because if everyone's in shape, it used to be like most people weren't in shape. Like the society was super fat. So if you got a few people in shape, all of a sudden you start looking good. Now it's like everyone's trying to get in shape and it's super annoying because so many people are looking for shortcuts to do it. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you're taking the jab or whatever else. Johnny makes fun of me because when I occasionally do go to the gym downstairs at work, like yesterday, I just was in my jeans. I didn't change into some sort of a workout outfit.
Really?
Yeah, and he was making fun of me the whole time.
I didn't make fun of you. I was just like, bro, that's how they did it in 2007. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah,
so I'm seeing more sweatsuits, like old school sweatsuits at the gym,
too. Soprano style.
Yeah.
So we had decided to do this round of man versus machine and figure out if us humans stand a chance against the AI technology that rules our lives. And we've decided to focus on all things health and wellness. You may hear something in this next couple of minutes on K-Rock that could potentially change your life for the better, either from the AI robot technology or us humans. Do humans stand the chance, or are we going to be obsolete? Allie, the first question, and this is the warm-up question. We did say to the robot, what can Klein do about his super thick neck to make it smaller? And this is what the robot said.
If your neck looks or feels thick, the best approach depends on why it's thick. You can't spot reduce fat from your neck. The most effective way to slim your neck is overall fat loss by maintaining a calorie deficit and walking 8,000 steps a day.
Oh, there you go. So that's what you're missing.
It's all about that walking, that stuff. And yesterday I made it up to almost 500 steps, which is not a lot. I thought that was a lot. Apparently it's nowhere near where you need to be. 500 steps in a day seems like
a lot
of steps.
That's just walking to your car and then back to work. And then, like, that's just
right.
Your general walking to the bathroom, walking to your car.
It sounds like
that
so many
no
steps.
No extra walking. Don't you walk your dog?
Yes, but usually, especially if he like dumps quick, sometimes he just doesn't even want to go. He's lazy too. Like he'll dump real quick and then pull me back towards the house.
Really?
And
so then, he just wants to go. So he's learning from you.
Yeah, he learns from me. Yeah, that's right. Steps are overrated.
He's like, where's my creatine sub?
So we go to this first question. Who wants to take a shot at this? Let's give this one to Jake, representing humans. Jake?
Yeah.
We asked the robot, if you are going to change your diet, try to start being healthier, what is the one food?
Come on, beans and spinach.
You should start eating immediately that will have an impact on your health. And this is the one food. There's a lot of people that have theories about what you should eat. More protein, less protein, eat a bison. But the robot has one answer as to this is the most important food to start working into your diet immediately if you want to get healthier. What do you think it is?
I mean, yeah, Ali's right. Beans, one, and it's high in fiber, and leafy greens, spinach.
The two things that Jake has in his fridge.
I also have mustard.
So you're saying beans, mustard, and
it's all
spinach.
Vegan.
And spinach.
Leafy greens.
All right, Jake says leafy greens. That's a human answering. Let's find out what the robot says.
If I had to pick one food category that gives the biggest health return for most people, it would be vegetables, especially a variety of colorful vegetables every day for fiber and nutrients. Oftentimes the darker the better, right, Vanessa?
Whoa. Oh my God.
Hey.
Oh, robot doesn't know everything.
Beans are dark.
The darker, the better. All right, I think that's a tie. You know, Jake said pretty much the same thing as
That's
AI.
True, but then why did they make them taste so bad?
If what, they're beans?
So, no, the leafy greens. I mean, all of the colorful vegetables and stuff, it's like, well, then make them not suck.
Well, that's why they invented sriracha, because you can put that on top of anything and it makes it better.
Like, why is cheese so delicious?
Yeah, you think of how many leafy vegetables you could bury under 3 gallons of ranch, Allie, and you'd be thrilled.
Exactly. So make leafy greens taste like ranch.
We go to this next question. I think that's a tie between humans and robots. Question number two. Allie, let's give you this, because apparently sleep, they say, is the secret to everything. Got to get better sleep. If you're not getting good enough sleep, then it doesn't matter how much other stuff you're doing. That's when your body resets and recovers. So we ask the AI robot technology, what is the most important thing that you can do to have more impactful sleep?
Yeah, this is so important. And I think there's only one answer, and it's called trazodone.
Drugs.
Trazodone, yeah.
Right,
you take it just a half an hour before bed. Doesn't make you feel hungover in the morning. It knocks you out, gives you a nice deep sleep. Don't try and do it naturally. Don't try and breathe and calm yourself. That's all BS. You try and eat a certain thing so you don't wake up. Don't do it. Just take a trazodone.
Allie says, drug yourself up and then you'll pass out. Let's find out what the robot says.
If I had to give one tip that helps the most people, it would be wake up at the same time every day. Even on weekends, a consistent wake-up time sets your body's internal clock better than a consistent bedtime.
Doesn't work.
After a couple of weeks, you'll naturally start feeling sleepy at the right time at night.
So the robot claims the exact opposite of what you said, which is you said just whenever you're tired or whenever you want to go to sleep, give yourself drugs.
Yeah.
And the robot says actually let your body learn by doing the exact same thing and being consistent.
Am I right or am I right?
I think we got to give Allie the point on this one. I think humans win this round.
I think everyone is on some kind of a pill to fall asleep.
Sometimes a gummy.
Yeah, but everyone's on something.
Yeah, but the robot says,
because they've tried all this crap. Wake up at the same time, go to bed at the same time.
Well, maybe it's also impossible.
Yes.
That part is the that
so shut up.
This is where this is where robots will never be able to out human humans.
Yeah, because they don't have to sleep.
They don't understand the reality that sometimes your nights are different because you decided to go out and drink with your friend you haven't seen in a few years, and oopsies, we put down a few bottles of tequila, so we're not gonna be home by 9:30.
Exactly. Or you have a kid that's not gonna go to bed at the same time because they're not a good sleeper. Right, and you can't just tell a kid, hey, I got to go to bed at the same time every day because the robot said so.
Because they have sleep regression. And the school psychologist says maybe it's because you don't give them enough attention.
Right, because you're on your phone all the time.
But, you know, that's hypothetical.
Right.
And we go to this final question right now, man versus machine. So we have 1 point human. And sadly, Jake tied the robot. So, Omar, this will determine whether or not humans win this round.
All right.
Omar's usually pretty good at this.
There's a lot of talk about mindfulness these days.
Oh, you know me. I'm mindful.
Got to be present. Got to be in the moment.
Full of mind.
So we did ask AI robot technology, what is one way that you can instantly make yourself present right now within this exact moment if you need to go ahead and get yourself out of your thoughts, reduce your stress? The robot gave us an answer, but what is your answer as a human?
I mean, if we're going to do something that's going to be instant, I'm going to say put your phone away. I mean, that's going to be the number one distraction and the number one thing that keeps people away from what they're doing You know what I mean? Like, their attention is always split between what they're talking about and their phone. Like, right now, I have my phone right here. I'm a little distracted. You know what I mean? So the number one thing...
What are you watching?
We're in the middle of talking right now. What do you mean you're distracted? What are you watching?
Yeah, what do you got?
Texting him.
Just side text.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they are terrible, aren't they?
You got to block. Hey, wait a minute. We're right here, man. All right, so Omar says, put your phone away, and then instantly you're more prepared. This is what the robot said about the exact same thing. If you want to be present immediately, you must do this.
I practice the 5-4-3-2-1 technique when stressed. 5 things you see. 4 things you feel. 3 things you hear. 2 things you smell. 1 thing you taste.
I got 2 things I smell right now.
The hell?
They're both Jake. What's the 5-4-3-2-1 method again? You have to do there's all these stupid methods.
This robot is saying that they practice it. Robots don't get stressed.
Yeah.
I practice the 5-4-3-2-1 technique when stressed. 5 things you see.
5 things you see.
Boobies! Neck.
All right, thanks.
Great.
That's a lot of neck. That's good.
4 things you feel.
Emptiness. A lot of emptiness.
Exhaustion.
Times 4.
3 things you hear.
Our annoying voices.
This dumb bit.
2 things you smell.
Okay, Jake and Jake, we covered
that. We can all
that.
Agree, Jake, right? Everyone else, anyone smell anything else other than Jake around here? It's just Jake, right?
Yeah, it's just full
natural
on Jake.
Mask.
You guys, in the chicken coop, what are you smelling in there?
I smell Johnny deodorant.
Okay, well, that's at least. Jake, look that up. Google that. And finally,
sure one thing you taste.
Eggs. That'll get you in a mindful space.
All right, congratulations, humans. We went around Man vs. Machine, Kira. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. If you need us, you can interact 800-520-1067 in moments. Get your tickets to go see Felipe Esparza at the Greek on Saturday. And if that's not enough for you, Sublime tickets coming up in about 20 minutes. Plus, we get your name on a list so you can go see them again. As part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA, sending you all around the country, and you don't have to pay for even a drop of gas, our gift to you. Of course, a lot of messages on the goal line. Understandably, the theme of the week is congratulations, Allie, blah, blah, blah.
I am calling from Dallas. I have a long-time Schlager, 6 years since you were here, and Allison Johnson, I'm so excited for you. I listened to that podcast today, and I cried like I was totally invested in this, and I'm just so excited for you, and congratulations. I love you. Bye.
A lot of people that you've never met before, you've had quite an impact on them going through the highs and the lows of the trying to get pregnant journey.
Yeah.
And my kids are very confused about all this because they know you have a wife. They've met your wife before. They also know you have a son.
Oh, really? You didn't tell them she was my sister or something?
I did try to say that's her sister. And they kept saying, why do they keep kissing on the lips? And I said, that's how Allie rolls.
Oh, yeah, baby.
This was them trying to figure out exactly how it is you got pregnant. And warn you, this is NSFW content right now. But also,
you couldn't explain it to them either.
I couldn't explain it, but I had to interrupt. They were in the middle of doing some sort of a squishy or a neato trade in the process, which is all they care about now.
with one another?
Yeah, so.
I gave her a lime neato cube, really rare, and a strawberry.
Guys, did I tell you that Allie's pregnant?
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting, right?
With who?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. What do you
she
guys
probably
think?
Had like a lot of sex because like she was pregnant.
You
know, she wanted.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because that's what you do when you get a baby. She really wanted one, so she probably had like a lot of sex.
So her theory is that you must be having just a ton of sex because if not, there's no other possible way you could get pregnant. Yeah. I think she just learned recently from a friend of hers that she was not made out of clay like I claimed and that she actually is a product of sex. So she assumes that you must have had a ton of sex because, you know, you are...
Or even more clay.
Or so much clay. Allie must have so much clay. And this is her theory as to how it's even possible.
We had so much sex for years. And then we were like, what is going on?
She was saying to me, this was before I was able to start recording. She's like, Allie must be having really hard sex because it's if two women make a baby, they must have to really have sex even harder.
That's right.
So I didn't correct her, but then she had another theory, which I found way more disturbing.
It's so inappropriate that you're speaking like that.
I know. Oh, let's go back. Olivia!
How did Allie get pregnant?
Because she had sex.
With who?
I don't know. Maybe she had sex with you. I don't know. Cause you can't. I don't know if you can have sex with a girl if you're a girl. Maybe she had sex with another man, or maybe it was her. Maybe it was her wife. But I think she could have had sex with you.
Wow.
But she didn't. Cause I'm.
You think so? She thinks that you had sex with me.
Yes. Yeah,
and she would be totally okay with that.
Yeah, those were her two theories, that either it was hard sex with your wife, but she said she didn't even know that's possible.
Isn't it wild that this is what she thinks, but yeah. Neatos are still more important?
Oh, yeah. They couldn't wait to shut this down to get back to the
Neato trade.
I don't
know. Maybe my dad had sex with her.
Anyway.
Until we get a baby. Anyway, I'm going to give you a super rare strawberry.
This is a squishy dumpling, so let's get back to the issue at hand here. So, anyway, that was her theory.
Did you tell her yes? That's
and I
what
said,
happened?
I said, that's right. I said, Allie and I make love to each other. I call Allie my squishy.
It's our post-show ritual.
That's how we do it every... That's how we bond. Because how do you guys work on this chemistry, this on-air chemistry?
Yeah.
And I say,
we neck for a while. It takes forever.
That's why you can tell none of us have ever had sex with Jake, because he's kind trampling over everything we say. There's zero chemistry there. So he just, so he just jumps in
with
stuff.
We didn't build
randomly.
It up properly.
Hey, I just want to say,
no, stop. Right. It's not the right time.
909 on the text line says, Allie's a slut. There you have.
Knock the back of that punana.
No, stop it.
There's no chemistry there.
No.
We're back in a moment. If you'd like to see Felipe Esparza, we have those tickets. The first thing we do after this quick break, and then Sublime is less than 20 minutes away on do some news in a moment, then a brand new hour of the show will officially begin with those Sublime tickets. But first, if we have not been able to make you laugh, let's go ahead and guarantee laughter by Funner Summer Continuing. You'll be doing it in the flesh this Saturday with Felipe Esparza. That is happening at The Greek. And we say good morning to Roman in La Habra. Good morning, Roman.
Good morning.
You are the 20th caller. Those tickets are as good as yours. Your Saturday night is officially planned. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hold on 1 second. Let's see robots do that, huh?
It's easy to call us awesome when you just won something.
Yeah, I bet you this other person doesn't feel that way. Vicky, do you feel that we're awesome? You are winning nothing right now.
I'm not. Oh, I was so excited.
See?
I was so excited.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, we're not chance, awesome to you.
Another
but we
chance
could be.
To win the second we're done with this year news, and this will be a trip to go to Virginia Beach, part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA, this time with Sublime, and tickets to see them also this weekend in San Diego. So be ready to win those tickets if you didn't win a moment ago, and that'll be happening after this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Brady already has lots of money. He's worth roughly $500 million at this point, but he wants more. And how do you get more? By launching another BS product. And here's the next one. It's a beverage, because he's on trend with most celebrities selling a new beverage. It's not an alcoholic beverage, because all the celebrities have moved away from gin and tequila and moved into NA beer and sparkling water. This product, though, is a coconut water, and it's called Good Nut.
Oh, man.
Which no one was around to tell him that was a bad idea. And here's the commercial for it.
Are you launching another celebrity seltzer brand?
No, I'm launching a brand new coconut water. It's actually really good.
Oh, what's it called?
So we called coconut farmers in Vietnam for this one, which, when you care about ingredients, it's kind of a huge deal.
Not who you called, what's it called?
And so the whole These commercial is about how he won't say what the name is.
It should be called Bad Actor Water.
He is so bad at acting.
He is the worst. And by the
he's
way,
he's bad at announcing too.
Yeah,
kinda.
But he's great at football, and he was great at football, and that's enough to be great. To be really great at that is enough. You don't need to try to be funny.
Yeah,
you
but
don't
you always want to challenge yourself when you're that good at one thing. You're like, I must be good at so many other things,
but you're not. But he's not, and he keeps doing it. So just be good at football. Like, be the best at that. That's such a good thing to be the best at. And you were the best at it for so long.
Or if you're going to do a commercial, just say, buy this water.
Yeah.
And move on. You don't have to make it funny.
Right.
You don't have to try and act. Just be Tom Brady.
Just be Tom Brady. You either love me or you hate me. Regardless, I got this new drink, and it's made with coconuts, and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do this
What's
whole Good Nut.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
But I also thought coconut water was kind of over. Remember when everyone was obsessively into coconut
and
water?
And then they found out that it was
that it tastes like crap.
Full of sugar or something. It wasn't that good for you, but the electrolytes. All this stuff just goes in cycles.
And I thought that coconut water just made you more thirsty.
Well, that's the goal, right? That's how they get you.
Yeah.
And you got to buy more of that Good Nut.
Yeah. I think maybe Tom Brady posted enough thirst traps.
You should have done the
this.
Commercial should have been this. Hey, Rob Gronkowski, I've got a drink. What should I call it? Good Nut.
He said it first.
Hey, all right.
Buy Good Nut.
That's right. That's it.
Bra right there. All right, Diddy has been accused of something new. Another round of sexual misconduct for Diddy. Now that that big trial
is over, very bad.
He basically won that trial, and now more people are coming forward saying that they were diddled by Diddy. This lawsuit comes from a former child actor. Their name has not been revealed, but it's a guy who says that back in 2007, he was inappropriately touched by Diddy at a networking event. He said that when they were alone, he offered him alcohol and then started rubbing parts of his body before removing his clothes and performing acts on him.
Mm.
And then says that he told Diddy he was uncomfortable, but Diddy didn't care about that. And then afterwards said, I'm going to keep you in mind for some possible opportunities.
Great guy like Diddy.
I'm going to keep you in my book for some possible new opportunities because you were so good with this. But it's also, of course, his team saying that this is just another person trying to capitalize on the situation and trying to make money and that all of this is BS. And it is kind of interesting that this is coming out now so much later than the original trial. But of course, if it's true, then that's horrible and he should be held accountable. All right, I know there's a lot of controversy about how much to teach kids about gay culture in the classroom. So you may agree or not agree with this teacher in Texas who decided to give a lesson to his kids about what it means to be gay. And in my opinion, this guy got it all wrong.
That is gay! Everything is gay!
Gay!
I hear y'all gay, but do y'all know what it means?
You like the same gender as yourself.
Exactly, liking the same gender as yourself. So, check it out. Painting your nails, is it gay?
No!
Wearing pink, is it gay?
No!
Wearing crop tops, is it gay?
No!
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff is gay, guys.
He's got to look at Johnny. For sure it is. When Johnny wears those crop tops, super gay.
And he's got these visual aids showing men in crop tops and how it's not gay.
I can't tell if this guy's trying to do... Is this an anti-gay guy or
no,
a pro-gay
pro.
Guy?
Oh, it's pro? Yeah.
Because he's delivering...
Holding hands with your friend, is it gay?
No!
Yes. He's wrong. This guy is a terrible teacher. I mean,
wearing a dress, is it gay?
No!
Servicing your boss, is it gay?
Yeah, exactly.
Gay!
Kids are all fired up, dude.
And being gay is
okay.
Boom.
That's not the class I'd teach. I mean, now listen, I got it. You love who you love, like who you like. I'm all cool with that. But if you start wearing crop tops, kids, and painting your nails, yeah.
There are a lot of guys I know that paint their nails that are not gay.
Right, yes, that's the vibe. Like,
but I don't know a lot of guys who hold hands with other guys that aren't gay.
But I think that the guys that do that are actually not gay, I think they are they're trying to say, like, I'm so secure in my sexuality. It's
that
almost,
I can hold hands with another guy.
Yeah.
And maybe, service him, and it's not gay.
And maybe that's a way of trying to, like, impress a chick. I don't know. Maybe that's an even more impressive. A woman is like, oh, man, this guy is so confident.
Well, and women are turned on by guys getting it on.
I think
maybe
women,
you're giving them a little eye candy.
Women just like to be able to discuss manicures with anyone who will listen. So if it's a guy, and they're like, yeah, this is Linkin Park After Dark on my nails as well. And like, oh, my God, that's what I went with.
Linkin Park After
Dark. It's the only color I know. Very popular.
That's more than I know.
We will get into a brand new hour of the show next and your tickets to see Sublime this Saturday, guaranteed, and your name on a list to go see them again. It's part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA, summer 2026 road trip in your future. Looking for caller 20 right now, 800-520-1067. Let's go.